Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. How you guys doing? I'm Candace. I'm going to be your host today. I'm here with Dr. Joe to discuss another crucial topic today. I'm excited. Dr. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Candace. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but not too long. I've been here. I've been here like I have not, but I hope you guys are good, viewers out there. You know, we almost getting to the end of the year, so we pray for what's best for you all. Continue to tune in, and don't forget to follow us on the social media handles on @our_healing, all right? So today's topic is going to be about gaining access, losing possessions. You know, so this is kind of like a two-part kind of topic. So we'll break it down as we always do, and we'll see where God takes us today. Okay, so Dr. Joe, again, gaining access, losing possession. I'm just a host, guys. You know, he brings all these he brings all these topics. So I have to make him work for what he brought. All right. So what is this going to be about today?
Yeah, thank you, Sister Candace, for hosting us today. And this is a very heavy topic on my heart. And I know that God's timing is impeccable. And as we are heading towards the end of the year, as a matter of fact, I don't even know if we will actually have a recording of myself and you for the rest of the year, depending on how the schedule goes. We may have one more recording in a couple of weeks, but this might actually be the last hour of recording that we do. And as I sat down and I was contemplating, I started looking back to the beginning of the year, how God started with us this year. And I said, Lord, this is what you said we should set out to do this year. And in as much as we can, we have been obedient. We have depended on your grace. We have trusted your provision. And yes, you have provided. You've given us topic after topic. You've given us speakers of all shapes and forms and magnitudes. And so the question that I was asking myself and in turn asking the Spirit of God is, what did we accomplish this year? And how will we know that we have accomplished something? Mm-hmm. And so in the course of this discussion within my spirit, he showed me about the phases of life and the stages that have to be accomplished in every phase of life. I think I talked a lot about that on weekly prayer. And with that, a subset of what he showed me there is what we are talking about today. And that is gaining access, but losing possession.
Okay.
Or gaining access and losing possession. You can look at it in two ways. And so what does this mean? What is this topic about? You know, our generation does a lot of things to gain access. To gain access basically is to have the knowledge of what is possible for you. That is access. And what we are talking about today is that our generation does so much. We put in so much effort to gain access, to know what is possible, to get to where we can have things come our way. And so our conversation will be centered on some of the things we do to gain access and why I think that we are losing possession in gaining that access.
That's very interesting. So it's like basically in looking at life in stages, basically, and the things that we, the access that we gain or the things that we gain, but in the course of gaining those things, we mishandle something and then we lose possessions. Is that where we are getting at today?
Yes.
Okay. So can we define access and also possession so that we can merge these two words today?
Yeah, Sister Candace, thank you. Basically, when we talk about access, access has to do with what is possible. And so when we say that you've gained access to a platform, that means you now have a platform that you can stand on. The platform gives you the possibility of influence. It gives you the possibility of reach. It gives you the possibility of followership. It gives you the possibility of display. So gaining access or access in life is basically the knowledge of what is possible, or the camaraderie, the relationship of what is possible. And when we talk about possession, possession has to do with what we have obtained, what you own, what you have control over. And so one of the things that the Lord showed me is that our generation does so much to gain access, to gain the platform, to build the relationships that we started this year talking about. But we lose sight of the fact that having access is not the same as having possession. That when we get access, we think that that is enough for us. And so we stop there. We stop with access. And so you will find, Sister Candace, that so many people are going around doing everything they can to have access to celebrities, to have access to people of influence, to have access to relationships, to have access to businesses, to have access to money, to have access to wealth. But we lose sight, or we forget, that having access to enter that door does not mean that you have possession of the things that are inside that door. And so it reminds me of a passage in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, that talks about the fact that a man's gift makes a way for him, or opens door for him, and it brings him or her before great men, before greatness. And so you see, it's one of those things that we will be diving into a lot, how we get access. But we spend so much of us gaining access to things that we need. We know we need them. So the problem is not that we are doing something wrong. No, we are doing the right thing by gaining access, because you cannot own what you don't have access to. But having access to it is not enough. It's not the end or be all. There is another principle, or another mystery, that ought to be unlocked in order to gain possession of that. And so we will be talking about these two powerful principles in our life today.
That's a very powerful thing, because hearing you, what I'm thinking is access is more like an opportunity, basically. It's like getting an opportunity to work in a place, or to meet with a president, or to meet with a celebrity, like just a door that is open for you. But once you get in, there has to be something you have to apply in order to probably attain it, like what you are saying, to possess it. And I do see the area where you're saying, like, in our generation, we sometimes get settled in the opportunities that we get, and we don't seek to further, you know, like, just see if there's another door you have to open, or if there are other areas or that you have to dive deeper in whatever company you are in, you know. So being settled or content sometimes can hinder us also from attaining this possession. But if we can get into that, I think that will
be better. Yeah, so it actually goes a bit deeper into just opportunities, you know. Yes, you are right. Opportunities is definitely access. But this is the situation where so many of us are looking for many opportunities. So we are piling opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity, not realizing that it takes certain graces or principles to be engaged in order to maximize those opportunities. And so we talk about how we can gain access, right? One of the ways we gain access is with our talents. And so that is why in Proverbs 18:16, it talks about the fact that giftings, or a man's talents, opens doors for him and brings him or her before great men and women. In other words, the gifts, the talents that you have, can open the door of opportunity for you. Let's say you are a very skillful music player or instrument player. The fact that you have that skill will give you the opportunity to be able to perform on a platform. Again, the word platform.
Give you access.
It will give you that access to perform. But there are principles that ought to be engaged once you have gotten that platform, to be able to not just perform, but to maintain the platform. But we live in an era where we are so much embedded in getting access, followership, getting access, We want everybody to support us, Sister Candace, and we are losing the key principle of possessing the little viewership that we have. And so people, you find that they become disheartened, disappointed, because they're not getting more people on board whatever they are doing. Let's say a platform like this, on a podcast, it's easy if you don't understand these principles to be bogged down, to be depressed, to be downcasted, that, I don't have enough followers. But God taught me that early, that the followership is not the issue, because at the end of the day, it could be that angels will sit down and be listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. But what you do with the people that you already have following you. You know, a friend of mine told me a story about, he's a pastor. He's actually a prophet, and a pastor friend of his had come to him and was at the verge of giving up ministry. And his reason was the fact that his church membership was a total of 7, including his wife and himself, for over a year. And he was done with it. And so he had seen our mutual friend who happened to be the prophet. And they were talking, and he said, "I'm done with ministry, blah, blah, blah." And so as my friend was talking to him, in this case, the prophet was talking to him, he said, "Have you had any instance where at church, during worship time, you feel the chairs are moving and making noise, but when you opened your eyes, there was nobody there?" And he said, that happened about 2 weeks ago and also about 2 months ago. And he said, "Well, the Lord says that his angels come to sit there to listen to your teaching. And in a short while, he is going to be bringing people into the church that you don't have to minister to their specific problems. But whilst they sit on those chairs that the angels sat on, because you have already ministered to the angels and those angels have now become ministering spirits on those chairs, those people will have their needs met." And when my friend told me this, I said, "This is consistent with something the Lord..." We just had this conversation about a week ago. And I said, "It's consistent with something the Lord has impressed on my heart about access and possession. That we want so much access, but we are forgetting the value of possession." So one of the ways we get access, let's get back on track. One of the ways we get access, Sister Candace, is with our talents, right? Our talents. Some of the other ways, and we've talked about this throughout the year, as a matter of fact, when the Spirit of God revealed this to me and I'm kind of thinking about topics we've talked about, I realized we've talked about all these things or a lot of these ways of gaining access. Some of the ways you gain access is through relationships. And so when, as soon as I mention relationship, I'm very sure our followers are like, "Yes, we know that," because we talk about relationships a lot.
Maintaining relationships.
Yes. Obtaining and maintaining relationships. That was a little prelude to what we're talking about with possession today. Let's talk briefly a crash course on relationships, right? That there in life, there are levels of results that we cannot obtain without relationships. And so when you remember the story of the man who sat at the side of the pool for 38 years, when Jesus came, he said, "Do you want to be made well?" He said, "I have no man."
One.
In other words, he did not have the requisite relationships to birth what he desired for. And relationships can be people of influence, people who they don't have what you need, but they have influence with somebody else who has what you need. By virtue of that relationship, they will give a word, just staking their credibility on what you are doing, and that's your elevation. We also talked about burden bearers not too long ago. That's a form of relationship. People who will bear the burdens of the day-to-day activities, whether it's in ministry, it's in business. There are people, Sister Candace, who have employees in business who the owners will close and go home, and they will still be at work.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few people like this. Recently, I was talking to one of these people that I know. He works in the radio industry. And I was telling him he needs to take some time off. And he said, "Yeah, I met with my boss about 2 weeks ago, and my boss basically said my workload is much higher than his, and that's not right. And I told him, this. I said, well, he shouldn't underestimate your value to him because you are his burden bearer. Mm. Because whenever anybody quits the job, this gentleman steps in and fills that slot. And so you are a burden bearer for him. And so I hope they don't underestimate you. And he said, no, they are very appreciative of my service and all that. So that's also a form of relationship. Another form of relationship is people of connection. There are people who have the right connections that they can lead you into. There are people with money, and we need a lot of money to do ministry. And so we need relationships with them. So those are types of relationships, you know. And then we have other helpers. Marriage is a form of relationship. And so having the right marriage partner is a big, big one, you know, because it's not one of those relationships that you can go in and leave. And then we have people who are vision supporters. I think we talked about that not too long ago as well. They are there to help build your vision. And so as long as your vision remains intact, you will need those people around you. If you make the mistake to lose those people, your vision may crumble or will be stuck. And if you make the mistake to switch your vision too, those people will also leave you. And so these are all types of relationships. So gaining access is also through relationships. And then we gain access also through knowledge. You know, knowledge we've talked about, I believe, is a very powerful thing. And when we cannot talk about gaining knowledge without talking about the fear of God, because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, he says the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. And then with knowledge, you can talk about wisdom, because in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, he says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And so you cannot gain understanding or wisdom without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, knowledge becomes the platform that you can stand on to influence or to impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are some of the ways that we gain access. And it's important that in our time, whilst we are using our skill, which is a good thing, using our talents, our abilities, our knowledge, our education, using our relationships to gain access, it's important that we gain those access. Because if you don't enter the door, how can you possess what is in there? So it's important that we gain that access. In your career, for instance, the co-workers that you are working with, those can be access points. I don't want our audience to think that having access is bad. No, having access is good. As long as you are having access for a good thing. But don't underestimate the value of possession. You know, Sister Candace, there are so many of us, our generation, that we've had people of influence, people who are destiny helpers and destiny connectors, come our way. And we knew we had access to them at certain points. But because we lack the grace to possess, we have lost them. How many times, if we are being honest with ourselves, have we not had friends who we, for one reason or the other, walked out on them, and then we see them doing great things for others, and we ask ourselves, could this have been us?
Yes.
How many of us have walked out of godly relationships and then found ourselves stuck in situations and in places? You know, Sister Kenneth, it's so sad because you look at our time, our generation is so focused on getting ahead that we will stomp upon every head in order to get ahead. Forgetting that some of those heads that we are standing upon or we are stamping on, some of those brains in those heads have already been where we want to go. And they know the way to get there.
The mistakes that they made, we don't have to make them. But we are so focused on getting that access that we forget the fact that when we get there, there is a bed you call possession that requires some of these things that we are ignoring now. And so I pray for our audience that God will give us grace to gain access. It's important that we have access in life. This podcast is an access point.
Right.
God has given us this platform as an access. And it is dependent upon us to partner with the Spirit of God to know the will of what God is doing with this platform so that we can possess this platform for His glory. If we deviate from this, Sister Candace, then you and I have lost possession. There are many times that you don't have to be a Christian. There is a godly, noble person in your life who has been playing the role of a counselor for you. But because you just want access, you have lost touch of those people. You have walked out on them. I pray that God will give you grace to return to some of these people. Because believe me, they are not just an access point for you, but they are people that when you possess, you can step into destiny.
I feel like, could it sometimes too, is it our initial intention and look like going in? Like, could that be the influence? Because I feel like, yes, I'm looking for an access. Like, I'm looking for access and I got it. So that was all I had in mind. So is it our perception? Is like what is actually making us stuck or not allow us to try to, you know, move ahead to attain what we have, the access that we have received or to possess it? Like, is it our initial mindset?
Great question, Sister Candace. And it will shock you if I tell you, and I believe this to be true, that our initial goal or mindset, our vision, is not just to get access. Our vision, in my opinion, whenever we start seeking access, is to be able to do something with it. And so, for instance, we talked about getting that platform or getting that job. Getting that job when you came out of school was not just to have a job. You wanted to get the job so that you can earn enough to be able to pay your loans and have a comfortable living and all that. Yes, and that is true. And now you have the job and you are earning enough. So the issue is not with the vision that you went in with, because you are earning enough. But now, having the job and having the ability, the means to pay your loans or to have a comfortable life, the question is that it? Is that it? The platform, for instance, when you have gotten that platform, there are many people who have the access. And so on the platform, what we do is that, yes, I want to have a lot of followership. So now you have the platform and you have, let's say, 5,000 people following you. Now the possession is not the people following you, but the fact that you begin to not focus or be intent. And we will talk about this a lot when we talk about possession, but you begin not to be intentional about what you are feeding those who are following you. So you have access to them, but you are not possessing them. And, you know, this is crucial because, Sister Candace, when we don't feed the people the way we need to feed them in order to possess them, that is where we get insecure about losing followership when it comes to people or support. We get insecure about losing church members. We get insecure about workers, employees. Why? Because we are not doing what we ought to do to possess them. We are doing what we are doing for them because we have access to them. That's why I said access is what tells you the possibilities. And so
I have 5,000 followers now. And so that tells me that there is a possibility of me making money from this podcast. All right. So now what I'm feeding these 5,000 is to make money from them. That is not possession. Possession. Possession is what I'm feeding these 5,000 people is going to allow them to live the principles that we are talking about on this podcast in their own lives. And so they begin to also have 5,000 followers each. And so possession now comes in where I have 5,000 followers as access, but in possession, I have 25,000. Why? Because I possess 5,000 who also possess another 5,000 each.
Mm. And I think hearing you say that, I'm thinking it's more of a value issue. We misplace value. So once we get access,
misplace its value. Yes, you are right.
Yeah. Once we get access, we misplace value. But we'll get into that. I believe in the possession one. But yes, so we have talent, we have relationship, and we have knowledge. Yes. These are the things that pave way for us to have access.
Yes. And then favor. Favor also grants access. I can't talk about this without talking about that grace that God gives men. You know, he said, I will be merciful on whom I choose to have mercy, and compassionate or favor the one that I choose to favor. And so favor is one of those key principles that I don't want any of our listeners to miss. Because, the Candace, you will find that where talent fail to grant access, where relationships fail to grant access, where knowledge fails to grant access, favor can still bring access. Favor is that commodity, is a grace that God gives people that when all else fails, it still comes true for you. So I'm not saying have favor and ignore these other things. No.
Right.
But it's one of those that I don't want us to. It's a grace. I let's not mince words about it. Favor is a grace of God that he gives. And so you will find that a poor student who is intent about studying to be able to lift their family out of poverty, but because of the predicaments that he finds himself in, has no source of financial resources to support him. But then that grace locates that poor student. And then somebody he does not know comes to the school and says, I'm going to pay for the next 4 years of everybody here's school fees. It just happened 2 years ago or so that someone paid for the fees of medical students in Georgia or in New York.
Paid
in full. And I kid you not, you will go in spiritually and investigate this, and you will find that it was because of favor on one person. Someone will come to you and say, Joe, I know you are in school, and this is something that happened in my life, Sister Candace. Someone called me after barely knowing me for no more than 3 to 6 months and said, I know you are in school, and you haven't mentioned or complain about money, but I know that money is a resource that you need, and gave me a check of $10,000. Somebody who had known me less than a year, so that I can stay in school. Tell me this is talent. Tell me this is knowledge. Yes, there is relationship, but most importantly, there is favor. So favor is a grace that when God gives us, it makes doors open to us. Again, a man's access is open doors. And for us to walk into any open door, some of the things that we can deploy is what we have listed. And we will talk about now taking possession of those things that are inside the door once we enter in part two, Sister Candace.
Yes, but Dr. Joe, talking about favor, you know, in the way you are saying it, is something God gives. So if I want it, there's no way I can have it. It's either I have it or I don't. Is that how this favor works?
So, yes and no. I know I like doing that. I'm very diplomatic with my answers. But I say yes and no in the sense that grace by itself at its primitive state is something you cannot work for. That is one dimension of grace. No, because there is also another dimension of grace that is merited.
Right. I think we spoke about something like that.
We talked about this before. And so when you have accessed that dimension of meriting the grace, God will give it to you. And it's important, and I don't remember the title of what we were talking about that made me refer to the merited dimension of favor or grace. But you will find that in Ecclesiastes, he says something very, very interesting, that the race is not to the swift, neither the battle for the strong, but unto them that the Lord shows mercy. He did not mention favor.
Right.
But when you read the book of Psalms, he says, thou will arise and have mercy on Zion. Why? Because the time to favor her has come. And so without the need for favor, mercy will not work. Why do you need mercy? You need mercy because favor can be merited. But favor is one of those things that requires mercy to be in place. And why is mercy important? It will shock you, but it's very simple. Mercy is important for every single person because humanity is wicked. The wickedness of men and women, the wickedness of humanity, Sister Candace, will prevent people from giving you what is due you. That is why you need mercy. And mercy is what paves the way for you to merit favor. And so when someone wants to favor you, all that I am trying to say is when favor comes, favor first verifies that mercy is in place.
It's at work.
And so if mercy is not at work, favor will return.
Have mercy. So, Dr. Joe, we have four ways of gaining access. Okay, so viewers, talent. Do you have talent? You have to have at least one of these things. You know, forget about the favor or anything, but like it's four of them. You have at least you need one, and I choose to believe every person has something. Like you have talent. If you don't, well, you know. Everybody has talent or a gift. Like you have something you can work with. If you don't, you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You have relationship. If you don't, you have knowledge. It's not about just going to school knowledge. Just being somebody that has acquired knowledge. Social media is everywhere. YouTube everywhere. Anybody can learn anything nowadays. Knowledge. That's the knowledge we're talking about. Favor. There's merit on merit. If you're spiritual, Christian, seek after it. You can get it. You can desire for it. You can pray to God. So no one should be shortchanged or no one should feel like I don't fit in any of these boxes, you know. So that's why I wanted to break it down in that aspect. But we're going to go into the part two next week. So you guys should just follow along to get the other part of this topic, because it's gaining access and losing possessions. Once you gain access, what we are saying today is you have to dive deeper. There's another level. There's another step. There's another layer you have to peel. Don't just get access and just stay there or something. So in order to benefit to the fullness of the access you have gained, you have to be able to obtain possession. All right. And so we're going to get into it, but I'll hand it over back to Dr. Joe and for us to wrap up today's, and then we'll, you know, follow up with the second half of this topic.
Thank you so much, Sister Candice. And that was a wonderful summary. I don't have much else to add, but to encourage our audience, as you said, to look at their lives. We just listed four. There could be, I counted about seven, but I, for the sake of time, we only listed four. So sit down and ask yourself, how can you get access in life? How can you get access to be able to do the things that you want to do to better humanity? How can you get access to be able to influence this generation and the next for God? How can you get access to be that businesswoman that you want to be? How can you get access to be that fire-burning, vibrant minister for the gospel that you want to be? There is a way. And I pray that God will help you and I, grant us grace to be able to engage some of these principles, not all of them, but just some of them, even if it's one, to be able to gain the access that we need in life. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We look forward to finishing up this conversation next week on Hour of Healing. God bless you. Bye-bye.